earlier in the show. We had Don Tollefson on at 10 after 10. And we have, of course, the great Steve Callis from Callis Remarks with myself and Steve Callis, my podcast partner. He's on the Comcast Business Hotline right now. Hey, Steven, what's up, man?
It's all good, Joe. Great to be with you. Sounds like Pete Carroll sounded like he sounded after he decided not to give the ball to Marshawn Lynch in the Super Bowl, and he had that double speak after the game.
Yeah.
We thought it was the right play. We do it again, and like he was the only person in the world who thought that. This sounds like the same thing. I mean, do something.
I mean, it's not too late if you're
he
that.
Didn't die, did he?
If you're that,
if
you're that high on him, sign him now. He's not with another team. Last time I checked,
it's bizarre. Again, sometimes you're better off just being quiet. And then he said, "Oh yeah, somebody called me. Finally today, somebody called me." And you're like, "Really? Why are you even? Why are you talking?"
Right.
Deeds, not words. That's what I'll say about all this stuff. Deeds, not Roger Goodell. Deeds, not words. Whatever they say, Major League Baseball, deeds, not words. Incredible.
Totally agree. And, you know, if that did happen, if someone is interested or kicking the tires or asking Pete Carroll about Colin Kaepernick, because they did meet back in 2017, I don't know. Is it the beginning? Are we going to see more of that? What do you think? I think as much as the owners really kind of hid from this situation a while back and wanted nothing to do with Colin Kaepernick, I think it might be an opportunity now because of the momentum shift in, you know, the support for Colin Kaepernick and how, again, if you took a temperature of the country right now, I think more are in favor or behind what Colin Kaepernick did. And I think, you know, and it's a shame. It might just be a showpiece, but, you know, I think it's an opportunity for maybe some team, to take a shot on Colin Kaepernick. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right, because the conversation has totally changed and the feeling has totally changed. But is it 50-50? Is it 60-40 in favor of Kaepernick now? I don't know. But 4 years ago, it was deeply against him, except for, you know, guys like you. You know, not a lot of guys were pro Kaepernick, and especially not a lot of white guys. You know, you almost respect Mike for coming on your show and saying what he said.
Yeah, sure.
But my goodness, any right-minded person, white or non-white, is in the audience just shaking their head. And you had a few guys come on and were pretty cool about explaining, or trying to explain anyway. But, you know, the reality is there's a lot of white people who aren't going to go for this, and now there's a lot of white people who are. And that's the difference, I think, between now and in the past. And I don't mean in the past just 1, 2, 3, 4 years ago. I mean in the past 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. There's just, you look at these protests now, a lot of young people, a lot of white people. That's kind of a sea change. I don't know if that goes to the owners in the NFL. I don't know if you know, there's a lot of Trump supporters there. They're not signing Colin Kaepernick. I'm sorry. I don't know how many there are, but they're not signing him, no matter which way the wind's blowing. But I think you're right. I think there's more opportunity. I think a more liberal, you know, they wouldn't let Mark Cuban, I think it was, in the NFL. I think he said that's probably wound up in the NBA. You know, if you had Mark Cuban, he would, I think, go out of his way to sign Colin Kaepernick, assuming he could play, which right now you got to assume he could at least be a backup. So I think you're right. The conversation has changed. I think he does have a better chance this year than last year. We never thought that fake tryout was going to amount to anything because of the way they scheduled it and then the way they went down, you know, the way it went down. And also the fact that anybody could have called him and tried him out and signed him at any point before that. It wasn't like he was in jail. So I think there's a chance. I think there's a better chance this year than last year. But, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. I'll say it this way. I don't think it's the gamble with the big downside that people viewed it to be 3 or 4 years ago.
No, I totally agree. And I've been kind of all over the NFL, as have others. And I've played sound bites from some pundits, national pundits, about the absence of an apology to Colin Kaepernick from Roger Goodell. Now, he still has time to issue an apology, and oftentimes, you know, he kind of goes where the wind is blowing. If he hears a lot of public pressure about an apology, maybe he'll change his stance on that. One, do you think that will happen? And two, why do you think he hasn't apologized yet?
I don't think it'll happen because I think at the end of the day, there's a lot of ego involved here from these guys. Goodell, whatever you think of him, is the commissioner. He makes $40 million a year. He's a big shot. He's tried to be the everyman both at the draft and with the statement, and that's just not going to work. And I think at the end of the day, the guy who really causes the problem, and I don't mean it as the problem, the awakening, if you will, he's the last guy to get thanked or apologized to. You know, they're gonna call him up and say, yeah, Cap, we really, you know, we're so glad now, looking at it again, we're so glad you took a knee. I mean, look what you did for the country. That's not happening. And I think Goodell might be hearing all this criticism and hanging up the phone and turning to someone in the NFL office and saying, man, I got to do more? But I'd be surprised. I think it would be great. I think he should, of course. I think it would be great. But I'd be very surprised, if you will, when you drag these guys and you're dragging them. He got dragged. He saw which way the wind was blowing, and now he's got to do something. I'm sure there are some owners who are giving him some grief behind the scenes. You know, the president can't be happy about it, right? He killed Drew Brees.
Yeah. Killed him.
He called all these guys SOBs. Wouldn't you like to fire him? You know, I mean, people don't forget this stuff. So I think in his mind, he's done enough. And look, he did do something. I'm glad he did it. You know, we're all glad he did it. But I kind of agree that it didn't go far enough. Kaepernick deserves an apology. He's never going to get back these last 3 years. I won't say it's Muhammad Ali, but it's Muhammad Ali-like, and that he just hasn't been able to practice his craft. And I don't compare him to Ali, fighter to quarterback, of course, but you know what I'm saying. Ali missed a few years as he was a conscientious objector, and Kaepernick got blackballed.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
He did get blackballed, and if they're not going to issue an apology, which I still think they need to do more, they need to find him a gig. I'm going to assume that Roger Goodell isn't going to go out of his way to try to push for a team to sign Colin Kaepernick, because to me that would kind of make things right, at least the best they can at this point. You don't have a time machine, you can't go back, but do you think that would ever happen?
Well, I think he could look people in the eye right now and say things like, and maybe he said it in the past, I don't know if he did, but he could simply say, look, I'm not a GM, I'm not an owner, I'm the commissioner, I can't call up team A, B, and C and say, hire this guy, give him a job, he's a good backup quarterback, I can't do that, that's not in my purview. But he certainly can apologize, and he certainly, if he wanted to, could make a few calls behind the scenes.
Sure.
And never make it public. I don't think that's going to happen, but I do think I still think Kaepernick has a much better chance this year than last year. I thought he had a chance last year, but we all thought the tryout, I'm putting that in quotes, was phony, because it was phony.
Oh yeah.
And you know, they did it on the day when none of the big shots could come. I forget what day it was, but whenever they did it, you know, most everybody was preparing for a game that weekend.
Right.
They sent like their third string scout or something, if that. But do I think he's going to play? I think he has a much better chance now than last year. Keeping my fingers crossed. But, you know, it would be an interesting, if Vegas is opening now, that would be an interesting, can you bet on that? Will Kaepernick get a job?
You can bet on anything, I'm sure. You can bet on how long the national anthem's going to go in the Super Bowl. I'm sure they'll come up with some odds on that. What kind of gig, if he did get a gig, do you think he'd get? I mean, he probably wants to start, but do you think at this point he kind of realizes that maybe his best bet would be to take a backup job and hope that maybe, not hope that someone gets injured, but maybe there's an opportunity for him down the road? Where do you think his head might be?
I would think his head is, just as I said last year, he's got to go to that tryout. If he didn't show up to that tryout, he would have got killed. He went and they changed the date. You know, they didn't change the date. He changed the location because they wouldn't let him film it or whatever the heck happened there. But had he not shown up, rightly or wrongly, he would have got excoriated all over the country. Here, I think he's got to take any job that comes along. And again, now at 32 out of the league 3 years, whatever shape he's in, it's not real football shape. You can't duplicate that, as you know. So I think he has to take anything that comes through the door. I don't think he can really be, if he gets multiple offers, that would be interesting, but I don't think he can really choose kind of where he wants to go or what he wants to be. If he turned down a job because he couldn't start, he'll get slaughtered again. So I think he'll take any job that comes along, and I'm sure hoping there is one. You know, they've been mentioning teams now, but I don't know if that's realistic or not. ESPN put up four teams the other day, but it wasn't clear, were they really interested, or did they just have, you know, did they need a backup quarterback? I know the Jaguars were mentioned. The Chargers were mentioned, but I don't know you just don't know how real that is. And Pete Carroll, of course, won't tell us. You know, maybe he called himself. I don't know. But Pete Carroll won't tell us which team called him. I'm not saying he should. It would be nice to know. I hope Colin Kaepernick knows, but he probably doesn't know either.
Would you consider him? I know there's still, again, a large faction who are against Colin Kaepernick kneeling during the national anthem against the movement. But I think he's almost become a folk hero in this town. Would you consider him a hero to a lot of folks?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, he's a hero.
Mm-hmm.
Nike made him a rich hero.
Yeah.
he's a hero.
Okay, I agree.
You got to have guts to do what he did and take all the slings and arrows, and he took them all more than anybody. You know, Eric Reed got a job.
Yeah.
Now people say Eric Reed was in the better, you know, he wasn't a quarterback. He played safety and he was, you know, more talented. I don't know if that's true at the time, but he got another job after not too long a time. And you're going to see, I think, a dozen guys a game or more kneel. I mean, kneeling's going to be like the thing now. What's the NFL going to do? They're going to stop you from kneeling now? Come on.
Not now.
Absolutely. So I think he's, as often happens, he's the first one through the door. You know, he's the first one to jump out of the foxhole.
Yep.
So that's usually not the safest guy.
No, you usually take most of the fire at that point.
Correct.
But like you said, he's got guts. He had the courage to do it, and I certainly admire him, and I agree. I think he is a hero in this country. Steve, you're my hero. Great stuff as usual. I appreciate it, pal. Have a great rest of your weekend, and of course, you know, I'll talk to you this week.
All right. Always a pleasure, Joe.
You too, Steve. Steve Callis on the Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.